CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
And stopped at a little village to have lunch. Oh, it was the loveliest day.
Oh, that's good. It really is very nice of Mr. Whittaker to take you and Betsy for drive.
Oh, he's just lonesome, that's all. And I don't blame him. I don't think I'd like traveling alone one bit.
No.
Well, he wants us all to have dinner with him tonight.
Well, Aunt Effie, could you and Betsy have dinner with him? I mean, we thought we'd eat alone tonight.
Oh, yes, of course. You can just go out and have a good time by yourselves. My goodness. You've had Betsy and me on your necks every minute. No chance to be alone at all for weeks.
Well, it isn't that. I didn't say anything to you last night or this morning. I didn't want to worry you, but you know the duel the Comte de Sarrois challenged him to?
It was called off.
Well, it was called on again.
Hmm?
Taking place tomorrow night at the Comte's country place 15 miles from Paris at sunset. Pistols at 20 paces or something.
Uh-huh. What shall I wear tonight? Alvin said he loves blue.
Peter was killed. It's just to be called a hunting accident.
Uh-huh. Well, don't worry about it, dear. You know the French. They always get excited about things. Now, could I buy you a fur piece? If I wear that with my blue chiffon.
Huh? Dinner in our room on the balcony, overlooking the lights of Paris. What more could we ask, huh? Oh, come on, darling. Eat something. The food's delicious.
I don't understand you. How can you be so gay?
The condemned man ate a hearty meal. Oh, darling, come on. Cheer up. This may be our last night together.
Look, you may not be worried, but I'm worried. I seem to be the only one who takes this seriously. I tried to tell Aunt Effie, and all she could think of was what to wear to dinner tonight with her new boyfriend.
Says nice, isn't he, that Mr. Whittaker? Think you'd be glad Aunt Effie's enjoying her trip to Paris. We hope she would. Come on up. Sit down again, will you? Dinner will be cold.
I think, when I think of all the annoying men back home who have flirted with me, and you've just laughed about it, then you pick the one party we go to in Paris to haul off and hit a Frenchman, the son of a duke.
Hey, watch your language.
And a count in his own right. Now you knock him out cold in front of 50 people, which appears in a gossip column ridiculing him, so he challenges you to a secret illegal duel. He's one of the best shots in France, and you sit here stuffing yourself.
I'm hungry.
Won't you stop acting like Cary Grant in some sophisticated comedy? When is it going to dawn on you that to a Frenchman his sense of honor is more important than anything else? Don't you realize that he may shoot you dead?
Sure.
Sure? Well, is your present life so miserable with your wife and two lovely children that you feel you'd be better off dead?
No.
How can you be so calm?
Well, what do you want me to do? Look, last night you were proud of me because I had the courage to go through with it and not just jump on the next train to Italy.
Well, I've changed my mind, and I guess I don't understand you at all after all these years. Why, back home, I've seen you get almost hysterical just because you couldn't find the car keys. And here you are, fighting a duel in 24 hours, and you sit there calmly fishing the bones out of your brook trout.
There's only one large bone, really, right down the center. Anyhow, it's not a brook trout.
Please stop eating a moment, will you? Aren't you nervous at all?
No. No, not at all. Truth of the matter is, I don't know when I felt so well. Perhaps that's one of the difficulties of modern everyday life, you know? I mean, outside of a war, a man so seldom gets a chance to prove to himself, mind you, that he's got courage. You know, there's a great deal to be said for the medieval days when knighthood was in flower. Man had a real opportunity to defend his honor.
No,
frankly, I think that duels are a rather good idea. You'd be surprised at how noble I feel.
I mean it. Not only that, it's dignified, it's clean, it's fair. You don't feel like a fool.
Yeah, really, I'm inclined to think duels should be legal everywhere.
Why, that is utter nonsense, and you know it.
No, I don't know it at all. Now, look, supposing this had happened back home. See, I hit a guy for flirting with you, and instead of hitting me back, which he probably would, well, let's say that he didn't. So, what else can he do to get satisfaction? Only one thing, just one thing. He sues me for malicious assault and battery. All right, what happens then?
Well, he'd win the case.
Would he? We both have to fork out money for lawyers, take time out from our job to appear in court, where we'd have to get up on the stand and go through the undignified and humiliating experience of telling what happened. Which, in the cold light of a courtroom, sounds pretty darn silly by that time. And in the end, who wins? Who wins? Nobody. We've both paid out money. I'm still mad because he flirted with you, and he's mad because I hit him. Whatever the verdict is.
Well, at least you're both alive. You seem to forget that when duels were popular, one or the other was either killed or wounded.
But can't you see my point of view at all?
It's romantic nonsense. It's not practical
exactly
at all.
Exactly, it's romantic. See, another thing. That's exactly what you want, really. What all women want. Now, look.
What do you mean?
When you get a husband, you women, you want the cavalier type, the one who remembers birthdays and anniversaries, who brings home cute little presents for no reason at all. The gallant Lochinvar, huh? Witty, clever, charming. So you look for him and you can't find him. Then you get married, and rather than not get married at all.
Wow. It's nonsense. You know I love you and always have for
the
sake
of... The fact remains I'm not everything that you always wanted. What I am is just a rather ordinary guy trying to make a living like millions of others. A guy who gets hysterical when he loses the car keys.
Oh, I exaggerate. I didn't mean
to. No, it's true. It's true. But, silly though it sounds, every man likes his wife to look up to him as a... Well, a hero. Her own special knight in shining armor.
Why, honey, for goodness sake.
And considering the fact that the opportunity is given to very few men in this day and age to look that way to their wives, I think I am singularly fortunate to defend your honor and mine by fighting a duel.
Have I ever implied that I did not look up to you?
Yes. Yes, and I'll cite you a good example.
When?
The time I was in court. You remember when I got arrested for jaywalking?
You had
no faith in me at all.
Why,
You said, and I quote, when you get up on that stand, don't fiddle with your necktie, you said. Don't end every sentence with, you know what I mean. Try to be calm and dignified so you don't make a fool of yourself.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
So now I shall defend myself without making a fool of myself. At least you'll be proud of me whether you admit it or not. All right. Now, we've been romantic, let's be practical. My will is in order, and it's in the safety deposit box at home.
Oh.
By the way, I'd like Dad to have my gold cufflinks. He's always liked them, you know.
Oh.
Now, look, we've got to be practical.
I'm not going to be practical. I'm getting mad. Strange as it may seem to you, I don't appreciate this chivalrous attitude. You may be able to die honorably, but what about your widow and your children who supports us? And what do I tell people?
A hunting accident that's been agreed upon by both parties.
Hunting accident. Oh, honey. Yeah, something.
No, quite a few things. Which one did you have in mind?
Oh, you don't really believe any of this at all. That's why you're so calm. You think the Count's bluffing, don't you, that he wouldn't dare shoot you? Come on, admit it. Admit it.
Oh, all right. I'll admit I don't think he'd dare kill me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a foreigner. He could hardly hush it up. But I'll also admit that I don't put it past him to nick me just a little bit, have the bullet just graze my arm. But I did mean it when I said I'm grateful I have the opportunity in this day and age to defend your honor and mine with dignity.
Oh, honey, that just... Aunt Effie, is that you?
Yes. Just put Betsy on the bed, Alvin, and come on in. Oh, my dear, now don't get excited, but Alvin and I have found out the most awful statistics on illegal duels in France.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. To maintain the good health of the community you live in, it's necessary to maintain hospitals, clinics, medical and scientific research centers, visiting nurse services, care for the chronically ill, rehabilitation aid, health education, and many more vital services. All this costs money, much of which you and your neighbors give when you make your annual donation to your United Community Fund. When you give the United Way, you're giving not only to health organizations, but to agencies helping broken families, children, teenagers, the aged, and members of the armed forces as well. By combining hundreds of annual appeals into one, all these organizations save countless fundraising dollars. These dollars saved make your donations go farther to help more people more effectively. When you make your United Community Fund contribution this fall, remember how much good it'll do. And please, please, please make it bigger than ever.
Well, it was during dinner when Effie here told me that you were really going through this dual business.
Oh, Alvin has been just wonderful.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm wonderful. Fact is, I'm kind of a methodical guy, and I like to look into things. So the first thing I said to myself was, now, duels are illegal, and although people do illegal things, fighting a secret duel is a bit different than just parting by a hydrant. So I said to myself,
Alvin, tell them what we did. We went to the library.
As I said, I'm methodical, so I got an interpreter, and we looked up the record of illegal duels in France.
Get out the paper you took notes on. We were so long, Betsy fell asleep, poor little thing.
Oh, I'll go in and undress her in a minute. Well, tell me what...
I think we all knew that illegal duels have been fought.
Well, now, here's what I found out. Of course, that's not the whole story. I got most of the facts from an article on the subject. In some cases, the police were tipped off and showed up and arrested the people. In other cases, where they were accused but never proved.
Sure, there was the people killed. Hunting accidents. And the police never proved they weren't hunting accidents.
Well, one was just last year. The guy was an Englishman. It was known they'd had a quarrel over some business transaction or other. Now, wait a minute. Just let me get these notes organized here. Scribble them down.
If you're killed, believe me, you will have witnesses who will talk.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Well, things have gone far enough. We will tip off the police.
Look, I can't do that. Even the police would think I was a coward.
Well, you just plain think of something. Aunt Effie and I have planned all year on coming to Europe, and I think it's mean of you to spoil the trip by getting yourself shot. Now I shall undress my sleeping, soon-to-be fatherless child.
I'll come with you, dear. You help him think of something, Alvin. Maybe you could call the police anonymously.
Well, you got yourself in an awkward situation, son, but I'll tell you a secret. I envy you.
You know, if you did call the police anonymously, what?
Yes, sir. I didn't say so to Alfie. Women just don't understand these things. But I know you're thinking of it this way. How many men in this day and age have a chance to settle a quarrel on a field of honor?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And tomorrow, I guess, I'll be one of the lucky ones.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Ellen Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton and Robert Dryden, and is produced by Walter Hart.